waving his sword and laughing hysterically, Groovin confronted the sixth Jusker who had been his guard.
Now, you scum, I'll show you what happens to any beast who treats a Taggarong the way you treated me. Kneel, all of you, kneel and bow your heads before me.
Zan Jusker Taggarong, he who slays the Taggarong becomes Taggarong himself.
Groovin half turned as Ruggenbore swung his sabre, and Ruggenbore kicked Groovin's headless carcass into the ditch. Ermath, the old vixen seer, spread her paws wide to the waiting vermin and called in a reedy, trembling voice.
Lord of the Southern Coasts, chieftain of the Juskabor, Ruggen Zan Taggarong!
A mighty roar erupted from the 300 clan beasts.
Ruggen Zan Taggarong! Taggarong! Taggarong!
Then something happened that no beast had ever seen before. Ruggenbore smiled. He grinned from ear to ear and threw back his head, laughing over the spears clattering on shields, over the waving swords and blades of all kinds, over the lances thrust upward at the sky as his laughter mingled with the roar of the Juskabor clan. Abbess Mira came to the open gate and wriggled between the otter crew to her brother's side.
What is it, Dana? What's going on out here?
Dana ushered his sister gently into Skipper's waiting paws.
Go back inside quickly, Mira. Those vermin are working themselves into a frenzy.
Dana was right. Ruggenbore turned to face him, standing at the ditch edge and whirling his sabre. The Juskabor vermin leaned eagerly forward, pointing their spears and blades. Dana knew that 300 Jusker could not resist the temptation of an abbey defended by less than a third of their number. He signalled Skipper.
Get every beast inside and bar the gates, Skip. I think there's going to be trouble.
Mira had made her way up to where Burab was standing on the wall top, balancing between two battlements.
Are the vermin going to attack the abbey?
She called.
Is Dana inside?
Burab did not answer. Shading his eyes, he peered down to the southern bend of the path, at the dust cloud arising betwixt woodland and flatland. He turned back to Mira with an odd smile on his face.
Beg pardon, Abbess, ma'am. Best cover your ears. I'm going to shout.
The hare's narrow chest puffed out to his fullest extent as he sucked in air. Placing both paws around his mouth, he bellowed miserly.
Eulalia!
Nimbala wiggled a paw in his ear.
What's all the yelling for, matey?
Burab pointed to the dust cloud, grinning like a mad beast.
Come on, Ladyback, and you, Abbess. Forlorn ma'am, would you be so kind as to oblige me? You two, Hog, Drog, Hoban, in fact every beast, all shout together, loud as you can, Eulalia's the word, pronounced Eulalia. Long on the R. One, two, shout.
Eulalia!